From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Following similar laws in California, Washington, Oregon, and Massachusetts, Michigan has just passed a law that makes it a criminal offense to confine egg-laying hens in cages and ensures all eggs sold in Michigan come from cage-free hens. U.S. Humane Society Vice President Josh Balk says the legislation is significant because it happened in a major Midwest ag state. And with Michigan joining the list of cage-free states, the total transformation of the egg industry is well underway. As congressional consideration of the USMCA continues, frustration grows in the ag sector. A statement released Thursday by the Farmers for Free Trade says while it's encouraging that both sides narrowed their differences today, it's time to get a deal. It goes on to say while Congress and the administration say they're on the five-yard line, Americans that depend on trade with Canada and Mexico just see a delay of game. The House Judiciary Committee approved a bill Wednesday that legalizes marijuana on a federal level, removing it from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. AgriMarketing.com reports the legislation, which passed 24-10, has a good chance of approval in the House, where Democrats control the chamber, but it faces a tougher battle in the Republican-controlled Senate. The legislation allows states to enact their own policies and includes a 5% tax on cannabis products. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.